Hey man, how's it going? All right, so in the last episode, I talked a lot about where my minimalist mind has taken me and what I feel like I could do with the things that I've learned and where I want to try and take it. Okay. Now, you know, I still operate under the idea that I am a minimalist with prepper tendencies. Okay. My prepper mind makes me evaluate every situation. Okay, like right now, I'm driving in a big white transit van, delivery van vehicle. Okay. I am about an hour's drive away from my home. An hour's drive at 70 miles an hour. Okay, that's let's see, I've got about 50 miles of interstate between where I'm at now and the exit that I've got to get off at to go to the town that my home is in. And then from there, it's another 15 miles at least. So if I covered 20 miles a day, I'm sure that I could do 20 plus a day, sunrise to sunset, and where the route that I would travel is, it's all road. Okay, so I'm pretty sure that I could travel, you know, until I couldn't take it anymore, and then lay down and take a nap and get going. So I could probably do it in 3 days. If I did 20 plus miles a day, definitely 3 days. Probably cover more than 20 miles a day, I'd go ahead and if given the opportunity to do it, I'd like to see if I could do it in 2 days. Okay, I would like to be given the opportunity to test myself and see if I could make it from where I was to where I need to be in that amount of time. Just to test myself, to see what I've got, kind of thing. But unfortunately, time and schedule and blah blah blah, I don't have that amount of time to be able to do that kind of thing. Okay, it's not within my ability, schedule wise, to do that. But I can use the information and the data that I do have and try to extrapolate from there what I think I could do, what I think would happen. Okay, I'm pretty sure there's a couple of corners that I could cut here and there, and I could walk a little faster, and I could run some of it, that kind of thing, to cut some minutes or hours off of my trip. But in reality, I just don't know, and I don't think that I'm going to know anytime soon. It's not within my ability at this time, schedule-wise. But that's the kind of thing that I think of a lot. And it doesn't take a whole lot of stuff to be able to just sit there and run the scenario through your head. Like, if we were to go to the mall, okay, the mall is about an hour's drive from my home. What would happen if some sort of SHTF type of event were to occur while we were gone? And then I break it down into the different phases. What if it's happening on the way there? Where would I turn around and come back? Would I turn around and come back? Could I turn around and come back? What happens if it happens? What do I do if it happens at the mall? What do I do if it happens on the way home? Because on the way home, we probably got more stuff that we're bringing back. Okay? The mall is a horrible example. We don't ever go to the mall. Okay? Every once in a while, we'll go to the mall because they'll have some sort of a sale at one of the kids' stores, and my wife will pick up some stuff that she can resell, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, for the most part, we don't go to the mall. We go to the city, and we go to the resale shops, and we find really cheap stuff, and we sell it, you know, we resell it online or in a shop or whatever to make a couple bucks here and there. Okay? We're not at the mall, but if some sort of situation were to happen, you know, being in a major metropolitan area, there's a lot more resources available to you. And depending on the situation, there's a lot more different consequences that could occur. Like if there were an EMP and you're an hour's drive away from your home, and you don't have your phone, and you don't have your car, okay, more or less you are limited to the things that are on your persons and in your vehicle and in your mind. And I know a lot of people use the idea, well, I'll take what I need. And that may be a possibility. Okay? I'm not going to completely shrug off that idea. But just be forewarned that if you decide that you're going to take something of mine, you should expect a bit of a fight. Resistance. I think resistance is the better word. Okay? Because I'm not necessarily looking to get into a fight at all, ever, anytime. Okay? But my my resources are to affect my situation and my family's situation and those that are on my team at that moment. Okay, friends, families, loved ones. Those people are on my team. And I want to use my skill, my mindset, my resources to make sure that they are good. If I were to meet a stranger in that situation and we've both got the same goals in mind and we work together for a moment to get each other out of the situation, I'm more than willing to bend that far, to share my resources, to share my knowledge, my wisdom, my experience, to help them out because they're helping me out. But if you think that you're just gonna be the big bad bully guy and come over here and take my stuff away from me, you have got another thing coming. Okay? And you should expect that out of anybody. If your plan, your prepper plan is to be the bully and take what you need, then turn my podcast off. Unfriend me, unfollow me, unsubscribe, go away. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want you talking to me. I don't want you following me. I don't want my name associated with yours. Go away. If you can't be more responsible for yourself and prepare better than that, then you've got other problems. You need to have a nice long chat with yourself and get your mind right. Okay, that's not cool, man. Now that I've got myself all worked up and angry, my prepper mind analyzes every situation. I want to step that up. And in order to step that up, I want to be able to, you know, like my large frame Alice pack, okay? I've got that video series going of what I'm putting in that pack, right? I knew as soon as I started posting those videos that Alice pack was too much. I wanted that Alice pack to be my bushcraft kit that I took out for like a day hike, an overnighter, maybe a 2-day hike. Okay, and I'm still juggling around the ideas of how to pack food for a trip like that, for just me. What is the minimum amount of stuff that I could take with me and still have a good time I'd still be comfortable and still, you know, enjoy the trip. I don't want to go out into the woods to suffer and think that suffering is making me a tougher man, a better man, a stronger person than that. Okay, that's not me. That's not where I'm wanting to go with this. Okay? I want to be comfortable. That's who I am. Okay, I'm old, I'm fat, I'm lazy. But I can tough some things out. I don't necessarily need it to be, pillow top mattresses everywhere I go. That's nice. I dig those things. Those are cool. But I can wear myself out to a point where the not as comfortable situation is comfortable enough for me to accept and go to sleep. Okay, I don't know how far down that situation I can go and still make it. I would like to try and test myself and toughen myself up a little bit to see just how far down that rabbit hole I can go. But like I said, schedule wise, I just really don't have that available to me. But that Alice pack, I'm thinking, is going to end up being my bug out bag. Okay. All of that extra equipment that I've got that I'm not really going to be using on a real live kind of what am I saying? Like on a camping trip. Okay, I'm not planning on going on such a camping trip that I would need to bring my axe. My Eastwing axe. Okay. It's got some weight to it that if I'm not going to be using that thing, then I'm not wanting to carry it around with me. It's unnecessary. It's ridiculous to carry that thing around with me, and I'm not going to use it. But in a bug out scenario, yeah, that axe is a tool to affect shelter, to affect firewood, hand-to-hand combat. Having that axe is a weapon. A weapon that I'm not actively trying to teach myself to use, but whenever I do have that thing in my hand, I take a minute or two to figure out how I would use it as a weapon. Figure out how I would defend myself, how I would attack with it. Okay? And, right now at this moment, I don't feel like I would be that formidable of a foe. Because I'm not much of a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter. Okay? But, that's part of it. Okay. My prepper mind goes to that. I look at this item and say, well, as a minimalist, I don't really need this large frame Alice pack. I could probably get rid of it. But that thing is rugged, and it's water resistant, and it's built in such a way that I could put 100 pounds worth of gear in that thing, put it on my body, and go. And I've done it. I've put 100 pounds of gear in that thing, and I walked, maybe a mile. And at the end of that mile, I was done. Okay. That's when my mind started searching around for things like minimalism. Like, holy crap, this thing is heavy. We got to get rid of some of this stuff. Do I really need this thing in there? Do I really need this other thing in there? Now, granted, I did have some cast iron in there, so it really weighed me down. But, cast iron is bomb-proof, man. I keep calling it a stock pot, but I don't think it's actually a Dutch oven, but it's a 10 quart pot with the lid on it. And I've seasoned that thing, and I've made bacon in it. I've made scrambled eggs in it. I've made spaghetti in it. I've made all kinds of food in this pot. And I've dropped it from the countertop to the floor, and it bounced around and it didn't break. That thing is bomb proof. That thing could be the last thing that I need. Okay, but it also weighs 5,000 pounds. It's Thor's hammer. Okay, I can put that thing down on a couple of my kids, and they wouldn't get up and go anywhere because it's so freaking heavy. So in a situation where we are living in the RV, we get a big motorhome and we're all living in there, and to cut down on expenses, live at a state park, at a campsite, and gather firewood instead of burning up the energy in the motorhome, cook out on a campfire, weather permitting. That pot, that piece of cast iron there, that's it right there, man. I've got several other pieces of cast iron that they're in a box, and they're seasoned up real well, and I've stored them away, and I'm probably, eventually going to have to, whenever the situation comes up, then I get to use them again, because right now we've got a glass top stove, and I was told not to use my cast iron on it. I'm like, oh my god, and I've ever since I've got a cast iron, that's the thing that I use. I would make my breakfast in one of the skillets, the small skillet, and I would eat right out of that thing, and I'd clean it all up, and I had two things that I had to clean up: the cast iron skillet and my fork, because I could cook everything in that one skillet, and I could eat out of it with my metal fork, And I didn't have to worry about tearing up the Teflon or the nonstick, whatever. And move along with my day. And I trained myself to the ability to be able to do that with every meal. That one skillet, okay, it had to be a little bit bigger than I needed for my breakfast, okay, but once dinner came along, it was a little too small for the things that I was doing. I was getting into the whole paleo diet, and I was reducing the amount of food that I was eating, like content wise, but the food that I was eating was of, you know, it was of higher quality as far as nutrient density went and that kind of thing. I just missed my turn, and I'm looking at this going, you know what? I'm pretty sure that I just went the faster way. I was kind of stressed out about missing my turn and having to backtrack, but I'm doing well. Okay. My prepper mind, fortunately or unfortunately, is forcing me to have more stuff. Okay. I say it both ways because I feel it both ways. My minimalist mind wants me to be that guy who can wrap up all of this stuff into a shemagh and tie it off around his waist and walk onto a plane and go wherever. But my prepper mind tells me that I need this knife. Okay, because I've got this knife, and I don't want to have to sell this knife or get rid of this knife because I'm getting on a plane and I'm going somewhere else. Okay. You know, now that I think about it, you know, as I'm, you know, right this very second, I've got an idea. Okay. Probably an idea that will solve a lot of my prepper problems. Okay. And I'm going to make a box. Okay. And in this box, I've got a backpack. And all of the items that are in this box are going to fit in this backpack, and they're going to be comfortable. The whole thing is going to be comfortable, and I'm going to mail this box wherever it is that I'm going. Okay. Now, my travel plans, yeah, man, that's a great idea. I'm going to have to do another podcast based on this idea. Okay. And I'll think that out in the next episode. But right now, I'm trying to air out and mentally test the limits of where I'm at as a prepper right now. Okay. My prepper mind, you know, my prepper mind is becoming skill. Okay. My minimalist mind has shown me that I've got enough stuff. Okay. I've got the stuff to affect shelter. I've got the stuff to affect fire. I've got all the stuff that I need to be able to do these things. To survive. I've got all of that stuff. But what I'm severely lacking in right now is skill. I don't know how to make cordage out of natural material. Okay, I don't know how to make a knife from natural material. I have the knowledge, the mental stuff. I know how it's done, but I don't have that skill. I've not ever done it. My hands, I don't have that muscle memory. There we go. That's what I'm looking for. I don't have that muscle memory to be able to walk out into this batch of trees here and peel the bark off of whatever tree and make natural cordage out of it. Okay, I don't know how to go out into the woods and track a deer, hunt it down, kill it, harvest it. I like the word harvest. Okay, because butcher for me denotes that it's just, you know, I'm just getting the meat out of it and going away from there. I want to have the knowledge and the ability to hunt this animal down and use every possible bit of it to feed me, to feed my family, to make clothes, to make tools. That's where I'm wanting to go with this. Okay? That's where my prepper mind goes. What can I do with all of this resource? Not just, okay, I've got meat, let's leave all the rest of this crap and go. Okay? I gotta do this delivery real quick. I'll be right back. Alright, so, I mean, I've brought my prepper mind and my minimalist mind together and discovered my primitive mind. Okay. If I were in a situation right now where I had to defend myself, I don't have a concealed carry weapon. I don't have a firearm to defend myself. All I've got on me is my little one-handed spring-assisted pocket knife with a serrated edge. Okay, I do carry a small sharpening stone in my fanny pack. Okay, it was just one of those kind of extra things that I had that, you know, I could have gotten rid of because I've got a better stone that I have at home. But that better stone is bigger and heavier, and I don't want to have to carry that thing around with me. So I've got that little one, and I thought about tossing it out because it was just a buck. I was like, you know what? It doesn't weigh that much. And I can put it in my fanny pack, and you know, move on down the road. Sorry, I'm in a new part of town, and I'm trying to pay attention to where I'm at, and I don't miss my turn again. Stonehenge. Huh. Interesting name for a neighborhood. Anyway, my prepper mind. I like the word situational awareness. Okay, like right now, I'm running through this new neighborhood here, trying to get back to where I need to be. But I'm also paying attention to where I was and where I'm going and my GPS and, you know, is this a good place to turn around? Is this a shortcut kind of thing? No, it's not. It's just me messing up and having to go back the way I came. But situational awareness, even when you're driving, instead of spending your time playing on a phone and texting your girlfriend or posting on Facebook or whatever, you know, I was a school bus driver, and we went to this training video showing, you know, there's like four or five zones ahead of you that you're paying attention to. And each one of them's like 10, 15, 20 feet farther ahead. And, you know, that first layer of people in front of you, and then, you know, another 20 feet ahead of that, another 20 feet ahead of that, and you're, you know, as far out as you can see, seeing what's going on up there. Are there cop lights? If so, they've got somebody pulled over in the right lane. Okay, cool. Then I need to get over in the left lane to get me out of their way so that I don't do anything to harm them. Okay. But that awareness is to also keep an eye on what's behind you. Okay. And that situational awareness isn't just the physical world. Using that situational awareness, that mindset, on all aspects of life, to look forward, you know, this is what I'm wanting to do now. Let's look ahead and see what I think could happen next with the information available to me. Okay. Nine times out of ten, I'm wrong. And there's varying degrees of wrong. Sometimes I'm just a little bit wrong and it's easy to adjust to. A lot of the times I'm really, really wrong and it's a little more difficult to adjust to. You know, not that big of a deal. Okay, but it is that big of a deal. So I'm trying to meld my prepper mind and my minimalist mind into a situation where I can react to pretty much anything with just the items that are in my backpack or in my pockets or in my mind. and to reduce the amount of items that are in that backpack, reduce the amount of materialistic items, physical items that I don't have to carry on my back. Okay, because as I get older, I realize that I can't carry as much weight as I could 20 years ago. I also recognize that there are some legal issues to me carrying around an 8-inch blade in a backpack. Okay. The way I understand it, I don't think they're exactly issues in the state of Missouri, but there are different towns, and each town's got different rules and regulations and stuff like that. I think it would just be easier to take that down as far as I can, to not have to worry about carrying around that giant knife with me or carrying around that axe with me. Alright, but my prepper mind knows that it's not an easy task to make a bladed tool in nature. Okay, I don't even know what iron ore looks like. I have a very low level, basic, maybe a basic understanding of how flint knapping works, but I have no muscle memory, I have no tools, I have no way of doing this. I don't even know if I'm doing it right. I know that I could take a rock and throw it at another rock, and there's a possibility of there being some sharp stuff produced out of that. But I don't know what kind of rock that is. I can hold a rock in my hand and know that it's a tough rock. That it's like a granite. Then I could take that rock and beat it on a softer rock and make some sharp edges. I have that much of an understanding. But how to make how to turn that sharp edge into an arrowhead, I don't know. I know that I could take that sharp edge rock and skin an animal. The possibility is there, but I don't have that ability, and I don't have that knowledge. And that's where I want to take my preparedness now. I feel like I've got all the stuff that I need. Now I need the mindset, I need the skill to be able to reduce that mindset, to reduce that material stuff down even farther. Okay, because I mean, it's going to be easier to build a log cabin with my axe, but I don't need a log cabin, especially if I've got, in this modern world, in this real world that we live in right now, I could find shelter. Even if I were a homeless person, I could find somewhere to go. I could put a tarp in my backpack, and I could set that tarp up and have a shelter to get me out of the rain for however long it's going to rain. Okay? And with the other items in my backpack, I could entertain myself. if it's going to rain for an hour, okay, I'll just sit there and play on my phone or maybe meditate for a little bit. If it's going to rain for a day, then maybe I'm going to wrap my gear up in that tarp and tie it off and go for a walk in the rain, or go find a better place to shelter up for a little while. I don't need to carry a 10-man tent on my back. I don't need to carry a 4-man tent on my back. I wouldn't mind getting one of those Hennessy hammocks that you know holds 500 pounds. It's built for two people and gear. They're light, easy to set up. I wouldn't mind having one of those in my pack. Okay, that's some gear that I would like to upgrade to. Okay, that's a whole nother episode. Okay, but right now I'm trying to feel out how far I can push myself in a mental capacity as far as preparedness goes. Okay, I need to up my skill in gathering wild edibles. Okay, in an urban scenario, like right now, I'm in Springfield, Missouri. It is a major metropolitan area. There are about as many restaurants and dumpsters as there are people. As many restaurants and dumpsters as there are people in the town that I live in. Okay, finding food, I don't think is going to be that worrisome of a thing. Okay. Might have to, you know, lower your standards a little bit as far as what you find acceptable, but, you know, if you put yourself in a scenario, then, you know, you've lowered your standards a bit. Okay, I gotta do this delivery real quick. I'll be right back. All right, so I'm really just trying to. Just trying to bring preparedness and minimalism together to become a more modern nomadic primitive type person lifestyle. Okay, even though I live in a family full of maximalists, you know, that's my mindset, the way I want to present myself and that kind of thing. I'm not looking to push this on my family or push this on anybody. My aim from this point on is to live as more of an example and attract more people to my audience that think in this in this kind of mode, in this kind of mindset, okay? If you're one of those people, you know, a minimalist prepper, that, you know, once that is testing your limits on what's possible, please contact me. Okay, if you're wanting to know how to test those limits, I'm going to do this to myself. Okay, and I'm gonna post along the way and share what I've learned, so that you know, other people can learn along with me. So go down in the show notes and contact me, and let me know what you think. Let me know what it is that you're doing. Do you have a blog? Share with me what that blog is, and I'll promote you. I'll send people your way. Okay. Start a Steam It page. Okay, the way I understand it, it is going to be a silly idea, paying for a website, paying for a server, paying for a blog, but, you know, spending all this money on all of this stuff instead of making money doing the same thing. Okay, I couldn't start a real blog because I didn't have the money. I didn't have the design skills. Yeah, doing it on Steamage, you don't really have, you know, all those big flashy banners and whatnot, but for me, I'm more about content and information than I am about flashy bells and whistles and crap like that. Okay, I'm more about telling a story and using examples, and I could post some pictures up on Steam It. I can post up videos and show you. I can post my podcast up there and show you some more of that, so you can hear it. But in order to put all of that stuff on a blog, like on like on Squarespace, you've got to pay them for their server and the website and all that stuff. And yeah, it's not super expensive to do that, but to be able to get paid that little bit of money instead of having to be paying that little bit of money, it seems smarter to me to get that money instead of pay that money. Okay. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Let me know. Tell me how I'm wrong. If you think I'm right, sign up, follow me, and I'll follow you, and we'll have this big community of people just like us, and we're all upvoting each other and making a bunch of money, and we'll look back on moments like this and laugh. Say, man, how did we let ourselves get to that point? Man, I used to spend hundreds of bucks a month maintaining a website, having people do all this stuff for me, and helping create content, blah, 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 blah. Now I'm not spending any of that money. I'm making all that money. That's just how I see it. I don't know. I could be wrong. I haven't cashed out any of my earnings yet. So, I don't know exactly how that works just yet. Stay tuned. You know, I'm kind of waiting until I get to like 20 bucks and see what happens. And then I'll do a video or whatever and try to explain what's happening. Alright, so that's about it for this episode. I'm kind of looking forward to the next episode. I'm going to create my own doomsday box. see how that all works out. Alright, and until then, I'll talk to you later, man. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.